Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Today's solution, delegating is a part of building that I'm not very good at.
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
Delegating is a part of building that I'm not very good at. Working on the business is not the same as working in it. Even after being in business for more than 40 years and all that I've learned over that time, there is still more to learn. Delegating is one of those areas where I need to do better. I've just recently finished reading the book, The Highest Calling by Lawrence Janeski. This novel is about business struggles and success. It's a story of helping others and learning how to do the right things in order to succeed. It shares important and powerful business principles. It reminded me of things that I know but haven't done well. One of those things was delegating. After years of doing everything, I forgot to share the load. And as a recovering perfectionist, I have a high level of expectation. This makes it hard to delegate. Last week, we discussed the need to find a different electrician. We looked at how this is possible through connections. As hard as it is to just find subcontractors, it's even harder to find good ones. Too often when we get to a point where we desperately need help, the situation is serious enough that we hire the first warm bodies that show up. We all know how this turns out. We assume that everybody has the same values and understanding that we do. Surprise! Not so! I've found over the years that hiring people who grew up working on a farm, have military service, or were serious athletes increases your odds of getting good help. In addition to finding subcontractors, it's hard to get them to perform at the level I expect. Of course, it's not fair to them if they don't know what I expect. Add to this that I tend to be meek. This leads me to letting things slide and not calling people out on things. I need to be bolder. One of the 12 life principles in the book, The Legend of the Monk and the Merchant, is be meek before God, but bold before men. I've worked to do something about this problem several different times over the years without success. The last attempt was in February of 2023. We worked on a process for explaining what we expected from our subcontractors and a way to evaluate them on their performance. At that time, I wrote a series of blog posts about raising the bar of expectations. How can we raise the bar of construction contractor expectations? An eye-opening process to hold contractors to a higher standard. The next step in raising the bar of construction contractor accountability. Why we need numbers to help construction contractors achieve excellence. And the final step in raising the construction accountability bar. I can't expect contractors to work toward the level of excellence that I expect if they don't know what that is. The question is, what am I going to do about it?
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.